إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الإخوة والأخوات في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله continue the شرح of the book بلوغ المرام by Sheikh Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani رحمه الله تعالى still on the book of Nikah وعن سلمة بن العقوى رضي الله عنه قال رخص رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عام أوطاس في المتعة ثلاثة أيام ثم نهى عنها رواه مسلم وعن علي رضي الله عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن المتعة عام خيبر متفق عليه From Salama, the son of Al-Aqwa, may Allah be pleased with him, he says, رخص رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عام عوطاس في المتعة. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم allowed in the year of عوطاس في المتعة He allowed Salatata Ayyam for 3 days till Mut'a. Thumma Nahana. Then, or later on, he forbade it. The hadith of Ali that follows said, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anil Mut'a. عام خيبر لكن جاف الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فبيج المتعة عام خيبر in the year of خيبر متفق عليه and this is agreed upon by الإمام البخاري and الإمام المسلم وعنه likewise from Ali أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن متعة النساء He forbade متعة النساء وأن أكل الحمر الأهلية Then he also forbade the eating of domestic donkeys يوم خيبر on the day of خيبر أخرجه السبعة إلا أبو داود The seven except أبو داود recorded this Now we will look at this hadith, that of Salam ibn al-Aqwa, that of Ali radiallahu anhu, concerning al-mut'a. What is al-mut'a? Al-mut'a in the Arabic language means enjoyment. But when they say mut'atu al-nisa, meaning enjoying the women. So mut'a, can be seen in different ways. When we talk about Mut'a in Hajj, is different from the mut'ah that we are going to talk about here. The mut'ah in Hajj is what they call Hajj Tamattu, the Hajj that we discussed last week briefly, that somebody who intends performing Hajj and Umrah, but after the completion of Umrah, the person has the break to also have intercourse with his wife. If the person assumes the ihram of Hajj, so such a person will be said to have performed Hajj Tamattu, the Hajj of Tamattu, or the Hajj of Mut'ah, because of what? The enjoyment in it. So the enjoyment in women is called Mut'ah, and that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا اسْتَنْفَعْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْهُنَّ فَأْتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ. That is, whatever enjoyment you have of women, that is, you have agreed on an amount of mahar, فَأْتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ, give them their wages. So, فَمَا اسْتَنْفَعْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْهُنَّ. So the mut'ah here is talking about the enjoyment of women. So but when we talk about mut'ah in Hajj, we are referring to the concession that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the one who wants to perform Hajj and Umrah, wants to combine the two. At the same time, such a person still wants to enjoy himself with his wife or his right hand to say. This is what the meaning of mut'ah. Another meaning is the one that we are going to talk about. It also has to do with women. This is enjoying women that a man is going to proposing to a woman, that both of them should marry themselves or marry one another, or the marriage for a specific time. Let us marry or get married for a period of 1 month, and both of them will agree on that. This is the mut'ah that is being referred to here. So this mut'ah, that a man and a woman will agree to marry themselves for a period of time, and when that time comes to an end, no talaq, because they have agreed from inception that they are going to get married for a period of a month, 2 months, 3 months, and when it collapses, that is the end of the marriage. Scholars also said that, let's assume that pregnancy occurs, out of that, the children will not inherit the man. So there is no tawaruf. He cannot inherit one another. It's just for the man to satisfy himself for that period of time, and the woman to also satisfy herself for that period of time. And when the period comes to an end, that is the end of it. So there is nothing like what? I divorce you. No. Because from inception, you both agreed that this union between us is going to last for so and so time. So this the Arabs who practice. But Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade it. As Ali radiallahu anhu reported, "Am Khaybar, the year of Khaybar, the year of Khaybar." Then from the hadith of Salam ibn al-Aqwa radiallahu anhu, he said, Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed it in the year of Awtas, then later forbid it. Now it was the practice of the Arabs, as you have said. So when Salam ibn al-Aqwa said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed it in the year of Awtas, the year of Awtas, it's like the 8th year when Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to Medina. So when they went to the battle to fight the Hawazin, and after this, during the battle, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed the people to do mut'ah, but he later forbade it, according to the hadith of Salamah bin Aqwa. But according to the hadith of Ali radiallahu anhu, that this was forbidden in the 7th year, not the 8th year, 7th year of, which is the year of Khaybar, when the believers went to Khaybar to attack the Jews. So it was then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid it. Now the ahadith, they all agree on the forbiddance of what? Al-Mut'ah. Which year? That of Ali said the day of Khaybar. That of Salamah bin Aqwa said the year of Awtas. So scholars said it was forbidden in the year of Khaybar. Then it was allowed based on what Salamah bin Aqwa said. Then it was later forbidden forever. It was later forbidden forever. So now look at the next hadith, the third one. Rabi bin Sabra and Abihi radiallahu anhu. From Rabi, the son of Sabra, from his father. Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni kuntu azintu lakum filitim ta' min al nisa'. I have allowed you to do istimta'a with the women. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَرَّمَ ذَلِكَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah has forbidden this to the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ مِنْهُنَّ شَيْءٍ. Whoever has any woman within, فَلْيُخَلِّ سَبِيلَهَا. He should allow her to go. وَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِمَّا آتَيْتُمُهُنَّ شَيْئًا. And you should not take anything that you have given to them. أخرجه مسلم. الإمام مسلم reported this. وأبو داود أنا أبو داود والنسائي وابن ماجة أن ابن ماجة وأحمد أن أحمد وابن حبان أن ابن عند ابن حبان. So this hadith tells us that متعة النساء was forbidden forever. Was forbidden forever. And we said the definition of mut'atul nisa is for a man and a woman to agree that they want to marry one another, or they want to get married for a particular period, a specified period, just to enjoy themselves. And the man will give the woman a kind of mahar, so to speak, that this is your mahar for the period that you are going to enjoy one another. As you said, not with the intention of getting married, it's just for enjoyment. So, and that's why he said, if there is any child out of it, so there is no tawaruf between the child and the man, because the intention is not to have child. The intention is what? To satisfy the sexual urge. The man wants to satisfy his sexual urge, and the woman wants to satisfy her sexual urge. So they will practice this in Jahiliyyah, and this continued till Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade this, and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden it till the day of Qiyamah. So with this, the issue of mut'ah came to an end. Now it was said that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was of the opinion that is still permissible in a dire situation. That is still permissible in a dire situation. And Ali radiallahu anhu used a hadith that he had heard from the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to attack the position of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. There are some narrations that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu changed his position when he had those ahadith. But ahadith saying that if he changed his position, those ahadith are not authentic. Al-Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala established this in Irwal Khalid. But what matters most is that we are not to follow a particular individual. What is clear is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and what the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And what is clear is that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, even if it was not authentic from him, from any authentic source, that he changed his position. It's not somebody to go against what Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, unless if he doesn't have knowledge of it. So this is what is expected, and what one believes that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu would do. Though the ahadith or the athar saying he changed his position are not authentic. As Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala and al-Imam ibn Abd al-Barri established. But these ahadith are clear that it was haram till the day of Qiyamah. The Shia, they still practice this up to today, that they will agree, a man and a woman will agree to get married for a period of, a specific period, the way we have explained. So, this takes the ruling of zina. It takes the ruling of zina. Because one is not expected to make such an agreement. And since it has been forbidden by the Sharia, so one should go away from it, because it has been forbidden by the Sharia. So if one is going to get married to a lady, or a lady wants to get married to a man, there shouldn't be any agreement of a specific time that we are going to marry each other for so and so year. Then that will be the end of the union. So any agreement of such is like one is committing zina. So the Shia, they practice it up to today, that they do muta. So to the extent that it was reported in their books that some of the a'imma said what? Muta is my religion. Muta is my religion. So, and most of them, they practice this. Though their leaders, they do not want their own children, their daughters, for people to practice this with them. But they practice this with the daughters of other people from among their members. And that is why one of their people who did not support their way, he wrote a book, لِلَّهِ ثُمَّ لِتَارِيخِ, that is for the sake of Allah and for the sake of history. So he reviewed it. A lot of things that the Shia would do that are against Islam. He mentioned among them, that is their position on the Quran, their position on the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly Abu Bakr and Umar, the way they will attack them. He said this is not the way of the original Shia. That the original Shia, those who just the love Ali radiallahu anhu, that they did not go to this length. They just believed that Ali was supposed to be the Khalifa after the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in the absence of the most qualified person, in the presence of the most qualified person, if the less qualified becomes what? The ruler, that we should still what? Support. So this is what the Aqidah of the Shia, those who call themselves Shia to Ali, apart from that of Abdullah ibn Saba al-Yahuji, those who believe that Ali was supposed to be the Khalifa after him. And he also said that Ali radiallahu anhu had two children that we named one Abu Bakr, he named one Umar, which means there was no problem between the companions of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That these people are those who are trying towards to create people, or to create problems among the Muslim Ummah. He mentioned a lot of things. So part of what he mentioned in that book is this issue of Mut'ah, and the way they will practice Mut'ah. To the extent that they will practice Mut'ah with girls that are worth less than 5 and so. So he mentioned a lot of things here. So his name is, I think, Hussein al-Musawi or something like that. So it's a book, Lillahi Thumma Littariq. Then there's another person that wrote a book again, I think Musa al-Musawi. So he said what? Conflict between Shia, the people, and Shia, the belief. That one is what is in English. He also exposed things like this. So what we are trying to say in essence is that what the Shia, they have a lot of erroneous belief, a lot of kufr belief. So part of what the erroneous belief and the erroneous stance is this issue of mut'ah. So they say what? Al-mut'ah to jini wa jini wa jini wa abai. Mut'ah is my religion and the religion of what? Of my fathers. So, but this has been prohibited to the day of Qiyamah. You know, the funny thing, so to say, or the ironical thing is that what? Ali radiallahu anhu was among the companions who reported the hadith of what? Prohibition of mut'ah. Was among those who reported the hadith of what? The prohibition of mut'ah. So, the Shia, they are people who are following their hawa, their self-desire. They are not followers of Ali radiallahu anhu. They are not followers of Ali radiallahu anhu. So, what has been established is that what? Mut'ah, for a man and a woman to have an agreement that you are going to marry for a specific time, then after that, that will be the end of the marriage. This is what is called mut'ah, and it has been prohibited by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the day of Qiyamah. So those who do not know that this is prohibited, they may have what? Excuse. But those who know and they insist, this will be what? Kufr. Because it's what? Opposing authentic ahadith of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, what if somebody gets married to a lady, but he has the intention that what? Is going to divorce the lady if he leaves a particular place. Maybe he travels to, let's say, America or London, for instance, and he does not want to commit zina. He now says, pending my stay here, let me do aqd nikah with a lady. But when am I about to leave London or leave America, I will divorce the lady because I'm going back to my country. Is this permissible? Or is it the same thing as mut'ah? Now let us get it well. Somebody has it in mind. He didn't say it out. And he did not have an agreement with the wali of the lady. That intention is just what? Is to him. So what the parents of the lady see is what? This man wants to marry our daughter. And Abdu is done. But the man's intention is that if I'm leaving this place, I'm going to divorce this lady. Because I don't want to commit zina here. That's why I'm doing this. Is it permissible? Minority of the scholars said it's not permissible. Among them, Al-Imam Al-Awza'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, said it is what? It's like mut'ah. In fact, it's worse than mut'ah. It's worse than mut'ah. Why is it worse than mut'ah? They said in the case of mut'ah, both of them, they agree. The man and the lady agree. The parents are aware of this. That this thing is going to last for what? A period of time. But in this case, this man deceives and betrays this lady. He's avoiding something else and it's worth exposing something else. So they said this is worse than al-mut'ah. So if it is worse than mut'ah, that means what? It is haram. But majority of the scholars said This is not worse than Musa. It's not worse than what? Musa. In the case of Musa, they agree to marry for a specific period. But in this case, no agreement. The man did not say it out that I'm going to marry you for so and so time, looking for the consent of the lady and our lead. So the man just keeps this thing in rot in his mind. It's just like somebody wants to get married. His intention is that what? I'm going to marry you. I'm going to marry you forever. Or I'm going to marry you as long as what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say will be together. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? فَإِمْسَاكُ مِنْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَصْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. So, if you are keeping a woman as a wife, you keep her, treating her well, or you leave her when you know what? You will not treat her well. When you know you cannot treat her well anymore, you release her. Rather than what? Making her go through suffering. So that ordinarily the marriage or marriages, even if it is not set out, the intention is that what? We are going to be together as long as what? As long as there is peace between both of us. So if there is no more peace, no tranquility, so what people would do is what? To break the marriage. Even if one did not say that out. Now, in this case now, this man that says that has in his mind that what? If he's leaving the country, he's going to divorce the woman. I've not agreed with the woman, but he has it in his mind. He said it's not haram because this man may change what? His mind. Maybe what he thought before that could not make him take the woman to his country. He changed. So and what? Both of them will go to you, to his country. So the woman did not have what? Any knowledge of what the man harbors. So for this reason, they said, we should not be what going into the mind of the man. He has that in his mind, just as somebody wants to marry somebody will have it in mind that what? I'll be with this woman as long as what? Everything is going smoothly with both of us. There is peace, there is tranquility. When there is what? There is no peace, no tranquility. That means we cannot go together. So they said the same thing is applicable here. Then in this case, if there is a child, the child is what? Goes to the man. And there will be what? Tawarus. They will inherit. Unlike in the case of what? Muta, that no tawarus. They cannot inherit one another. And what? The child will not be ascribed to him. And in this case, if there is going to be talaq, the man will come out to pronounce what? The talaq. Unlike in the case of what? The murta, that everything has been sealed, concluded from inception, that we are going to marry for so and so time. So in this case, it is the man that just has the intention that I will divorce, which may change because he has not told any person. So the scholars, they argue that it's just like somebody who has the intention of marrying somebody for life. He wants her to be his future partner. So they will be for life. But if there is a problem, they cannot cope together, what will happen? This what will lead to what? Separation. But the man does not have what? The intention of separation from inception. What he has in mind is what? They will be together for long. Or they will be together till maybe they are separated by death. But something that they did not expect happened along the line. So the same thing is this man that says, okay, I'm going to marry this person for so and so period. That is when I'm leaving this place, I will divorce her. As long as this is not set out, we cannot treat it as what? Nikah or muta. So if it is set out that I'm going to marry you as long as what? I'm in London. And the parents of the lady said, we agree to that. It becomes what? Muta. But in this case, the man did not say it out. So I may not say this to anybody, and he may change out his mind. So majority of the scholars said this fulfills the conditions of authentic and valid nikah, only for that intention that the man has. And the valid nikah, one may have the intention of what that is going to be what for life, and it does not go for life. It is broken along the line. So this is as far as what the issue of they call it an nikah bi niyyati talaq. They call it an nikah bi niyyati talaq, marrying a woman with the intention of what? Divorcing her at the time that one intends to divorce her. But as we said, the condition is that the man must not say it out. If he says it out to the lady or to the wali, and they go ahead to do that, it becomes what? Nikah al-Mut'ah. But if it is not said out, then it is not Nikah al-Mut'ah. But as we said, some scholars say this is worse than Nikah al-Mut'ah. Why? Because there is a kind of deception in it. But the scholars have said it is valid. They said many a times a man will have the type of intention, and the intention will not come to pass. Maybe he sees good qualities in the lady, relationship with the lady has interested him, so and things like that. So he will just conceal what he has had in mind, and this will not come to pass. So Allahu A'lam, this is the position of the majority of the scholars on it. But the shahidah is that what nikah al-mut'ah has been forbidden to the day of Qiyamah. So any person who does it is doing zina. As I said, the Shia, they practice it up today, and their leader do not allow their children or their own daughters to be treated that way. But they give the fatwa that the daughters of other people be treated that way. Likewise, they also practice something similar. So the man mentioned, the man who wrote the book Lillahi Thumma Litarikh, he mentioned a lot of things about Al-Khumayni himself. Al-Khumayni himself, what? The way he himself will practice what? Al-Mut'ah. And many other leaders like that. But they will not allow their own daughters to be treated that way. So, the Shaykh is that what the Sharia has forbidden it. The Sharia has forbidden it. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المحلل والمحلل لا رواه أحمد والنسائي والترمذي وصححه وفي الباب عن علي أخرجه الأربعة إلا النسائي from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He said, Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Al-Muhallil wal-Muhallalala. Who is Al-Muhallil? Last week, we talked about talaq a bit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, At-talaqu marratan. At-talaqu marratan. A man and a woman that are married, and both of them, they have problems. Or there is no problem. The man just utters the word of divorce. He says to the woman, I divorce you. This is what one. And Allah said what? At-talaqu مرتان طلاق is twice. طلاق is twice. We said if a man says to a woman, I divorce you, or the man says, go to your parents' house, and the intention of the man is what? I divorce you. Because divorce can come in two ways. It can be either sarih, clear, and it can be kinaya. Kinaya is the unclear one. So in this case, we have to know what is the intention of the man. So go to your parents' house can mean I divorce you, and it can mean what? I'm tired of you, just go and rest a bit. Go and rest a bit. So this can be what? This can be kinaya. This is kinaya. So kinaya can be what? I divorce you, and it can also mean I just want you to go and stay. Just like when the issue of ifk, when some munafiqun were accusing Aisha of the line of zina, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam trusted Aisha. To him, Aisha did not commit zina, but people were spreading that she and the Safwan ibn Mu'affan have committed zina. So what Aisha radiallahu anha, what she did was to leave the house to the father's house, because the rumor was spreading in Medina and she was not comfortable. And Messenger of Allah asked her, if you have done such, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell me and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Aisha insisted and she was crying. And Messenger of Allah had not received any revelation. So she had to leave to her father's house until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses in Surah An-Nur dissociating her from the zina that has been ascribed to her. The Messenger of Allah went to her to relay the verses to her. And the parents said to her, won't you thank the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She said, I will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has freed me and exonerated me from what they have ascribed to me. The shahid is that she left the house of the Messenger of Allah. And the Messenger of Allah did not say what? Don't go. So if the man says to his wife, go and stay at your parents' home, this is what? It can mean what? I divorce you. And it can mean just go and what? Go and rest there. So how are we going to know it is what? It is talaq. It is with the statement and the confirmation of the man. That the man say, okay, it is talaq that I mean by the word go and stay. We know the case of Ibn Atul Jawl, the woman that the father married to the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she was not, she didn't know much about the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and some people had also deceived her. So she said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "A'udhu billahi mink. A'udhu billahi mink. I seek refuge with Allah from you." The Messenger of Allah had that statement. He said to her, "Ilhaqi bi ahli. Go to your people." And what was meant by that is what? Divorce. So it is when the man explained that what I mean is this, that we know that, okay, this is divorce or it is not divorce. But let's say somebody tells the wife, I divorce you. And playing does not come in here. I divorce you. Or he does not say it like that. Maybe he put it to writing and he gives somebody to watch, to and give to her. The same thing. Even if she's not aware of this, if she's not, let's say a man writes to his wife, for instance, I divorce you, and the man who is taking the letter to her lives today, and the man did not get to the woman until what? Until after a month. When would the nikah, the talaq start counting? From the day the man wrote it, not from the day the woman received what? not from the day she receives the letter. So we are saying this to know what talaq is, and so that we'll be careful when we are talking about talaq. A lot of people, they just dive into talaq, they pronounce talaq without knowing what the implication of what is done. When they are not confronted with what the reality, the Islamic ruling, so they become what? Disturbed. But I was just playing. I was not taking it seriously. No. You don't play with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if he says, I divorce you, that is number one. Allah says, At-talaq marratani, is twice. So the woman that the husband tells, I divorce you, from that day, she starts what? Counting 1, 2, 3. When she sees what? A menstruation, that is one. She will do 3 menstruations, which is called what? The iddatu talaq. Immediately she finishes the 3rd menstruation, she becomes what? Ba'ina. She becomes ba'ina. Ba'ina means what? She is no longer the wife of that man. So the person who is interested in taking a wife back, this must be done before she finishes the 3rd menstruation. If she is allowed to finish the 3rd menstruation, she becomes ba'ina. She becomes ba'ina. As we mentioned last week, then any other man who is interested in her and is aware of the situation can propose. No sin on the man. And the man is not what? It's not competing with you on your wife. No, she's no more your wife, Islamically, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if truly you love her, and you don't want another man to take her, you should what? You should reconcile her in between. That is before she finishes the 3rd menstruation. How this is played. Now, if there is reconciliation before she finishes the 3rd menstruation, we said what? One talaq has been established. So the man has what? Opportunity of another what? Talaq. So he should what? Manage it. But let's say they are going, another problem comes up again, and the man says, I divorce you. That's number two. Number two. So he can take her back again. But what? He has exhausted the 2 opportunities that what he has. He can take her back, but he has what? Exhausted the 2 opportunities that he has. But let's say the man does not take her back until she finishes the 3rd menstruation again. What we say in the first, talaq is what? It is ba'ina. They call it ba'ina, bayinuna tansughra. The woman is no more his wife. If he allows her to finish the menstruation in the 2nd talaq, just as if he allows her to finish the 3rd menstruation in the 4th talaq, she is no more his wife. The same thing is applicable in the 2nd talaq. If he allows her to finish the 3rd menstruation, she is no more what? His wife. That is, another man can also watch. But the talaq is still what? Ba'ina bayinuna tan kubra. So another man can what? Can propose. Just as he has the opportunity to also propose. He can propose, another man can propose. I hope it is clear. Because the talaq is still what? Ba'ina bayinuna tan kubra. At-talaq marratan, 2 opportunities. The man who is what? Is enjoying his 2nd opportunity, which is the last opportunity now, gets frustrated again, and he utters the 3rd talaq. I divorce you. The 3rd one makes the woman ba'ina, that is no more his wife, bayinunatan kubra. That is, he is left out of those who can apply. And the issue of what? He should take her back. And if he's still interested in her, before she finishes what, the 3rd menstruation does not come in here. Once he pronounces it, she becomes what? Ba'ina. Beinunatan kubra. the woman wants to do her idda. Where will she do the idda? Fatima bint Qais, who had similar issue, said Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said she should go and do the idda somewhere else, not in the house of the man. And there will be no nafaqa, no sukna, no housing, and no what? Feeding. No feeding, no clothing. Because at talaqu marratan, and he has exhausted the two opportunities. So this third one now, that happens. So make the woman, make her what? Ba'ina bainunatan kubra. That is, the man is not lawful for the woman is not lawful for the man. That's number one. And he cannot be among what? The applicants. He cannot be among the applicants. So at-talaq marratan, talaq is what? Is twice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now said, فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا, if the man divorces at the third time, فَلَا تَحِلُّ, حَلَّ يَحِلُّ, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ, she's not lawful to him. She's not lawful to him. فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ, she's not lawful to him. مِنْ بَعْدِ, afterwards. حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ, حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ, until she marries another man. Until she marries what? Another man. Why? Because the man has exhausted the two opportunities that he has. Now the third time that he pronounces the talaq, it has two pronouncements, which is what? Talaq sarih. Or it is what? Talaq kinaya, by saying go to your house, go to your parents' house. If what he intends by go to your parents' house is what? A talaq, that is not interested anymore. It counts. If he sends a letter to us through somebody, it counts. If it is a text message, it counts. So we should watch. We should know the way we play the game, so that we will not have ourselves blamed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what Allah says is what? فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ, is not halal. You know when something is not halal for you? فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ, afterwards, she is not halal for you. حَتَّى what? Think he has all there until she marries another man. Now this that has been explained. What is the relationship of this with what we are talking about? I think it will be clear now. He said what? La'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-muhallila. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called al-muhallil. Wal-muhallalala and al-muhallalala. Now, somebody who is what? A good doer. A good doer. They come, but, subhanallah, look at these people. People have been living happy, married life. How can they go like this? But Allah said, what? Allah tahillu lahu min ba'd hatta tankiha zawjan ghayra. Okay, let me come in. Let me propose to her. A good doer. Let me propose to her. So if I propose to her and she accepts what's my proposal, and the family, the father or the wali, they give her out to me in marriage, what is that? Eh? Nikah. Or what do we call it? Nikah. So nikah has taken place. And Allah said, فَلَا تُحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. She is not lawful to him afterwards until she marries another man. Has she married another man or not? She has married another man. So this person we say what is a good doer. Is a good doer. As we want to say, may Allah assist us. Wallahi, people play with the laws of Allah the way you like. You have two cases when a brother has divorced his wife more than what? Not 3 times. More than 4, 5, 10 times. And you see some people with their beards, they say they are what? They are imams, they are this, they are that. They say, well, you are shaitan, no need. Come on. And what? they will say they should come back together. I don't understand the role that they are playing here. Is it the role of what, of shaitan, or the role of Allah said what? فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَوْ مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِيَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. And you are trying to trivialize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. You are trying to what? You want to be good man. In a situation like that, when you know that somebody has divorced his wife 3 times, don't dabble into it. Otherwise, you incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever effort you want to do, make sure it's what? Within what? The first talaq, the second talaq, you can still to both sides. Fear Allah. Don't let it occur the third time, because this is what the implication if it occurs the third time. You can tell them all this. But if the woman is stubborn or the man is stubborn, and they place with what? With the word of talaq anyhow. If they allow themselves to fall into the third one, don't try to watch to say you want to pity them or you want to do reconciliation. No reconciliation. Because your creator has said what? فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعَدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِيَا زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. So this person is trying to be what? Al-Muhallim. But even in the actual sense, he's not a Muhallim. It's not the Muhallim that the Sharia is talking about. It's not the Muhallim that the Sharia is talking about. And that is not the nikah the Sharia is talking about. The nikah the Sharia is talking about is what happens between the wife of Rifa'atul Kurabi, the woman, the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, many books of hadith. This woman says that my husband, who was Rifa', divorced me irrevocably. That is, three talaq has been what? So he divorced me irrevocably. So then she said, she now got married to another man whose name is Abdurrahman ibn Zabir. Abdurrahman ibn Zabir. She got married to Abdurrahman ibn Zabir. But the woman was interested in Rifa'. She was interested in what? In Rifa'. She was now making a kind of what? Trouble and what problem in the house of what? Abdurrahman ibn Zabir. She went to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah, Abdurrahman ibn Zabir, his organ is just like this. She held the edge of her garment and she was shaking it like this, that his organ is like this, meaning somebody who cannot what? Perform. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled when she said that. Some people were outside, like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, like Khalid bin Sa'id. Khalid bin Sa'id was telling Abu Bakr, look at this woman, look at what she was saying. What she's saying before Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Messenger of Allah was just smiling when she was saying what. So as they were in that sitting, Abdurrahman bin Zabir was coming. So when he heard that, the man said, she's a liar, she's a liar. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was smiling. Messenger of Allah said, watch. Turidina la'allaki turidina antarji'i ila Rifa'. You want to go back to Rifa'. This is the plot you are doing. You want to go back to Rifa'. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you can't do that. Hatta tadhuqi usaylatahu وَيَذُوقَ أُسَيْلَتَكَ. Until both of you have tasted the sweetness of one another. So if the sweetness of one another has not been established between both of you, you can go back. So this is the nikah that what? So that means marriage plus what? Consummation. Not just ordinary marriage without consummation. So the good Samaritan that wants to watch, make that woman go back to demanded, okay, Allah said what after thinking about Jangira, let me do nikah with you. How many man may stipulate that just assist me out of this situation? Do nikah, but don't touch her. Don't touch her. Huh? This is what, it's not the nikah that the Sharia is talking about. It is the nikah with what? Enjoyment. So the one who does not want his wife to go through this type of what thing should know how he will treat the wife. That he doesn't want somebody else to watch. to enjoy it. Is it clear? So that one will not lead oneself to the situation that what you will be looking for tricks to trick Allah. And one who tricks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his case is worse than the one who is doing it openly. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the people of what? The Jews, because of tricks. Don't go fishing on Saturday. They will go and put, set their net on Friday. Then they go and collect the fish on Sunday. And you say, you have not gone fishing on Saturday. And Allah destroyed them because of this. Because this is what? This is tricks. If they are gone fishing on Saturday, the punishment would not have worked. Would not have been that, wouldn't have been as bad as what? Or as grave as the punishment when they tricked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also narrated their, he mentioned their affairs, that Allah said, don't eat fat. He said, don't eat fat. So they melted it and they sold it. And they ate the price. So we didn't eat fat. And Messenger of Allah said, what? In Allah, إِذَا حَرَّمَ عَلَى قَوْمٍ أَكْلَ شَيْءٍ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ ثَمَنًا. When Allah forbade the price of something on people, sorry, the consumption of something on people, He also forbade the price of that thing. So, they do tricks. So those who are doing tricks, they are worse than those who are what, committing it in a clear way. So, the one who is saying, okay, let us agree. So do nikah, so if you do nikah, but don't do consummation. Or maybe the man does not tell him, that is the former husband did not tell him that. But the man out of what? Good intention. How can you be separated this way? Let me do this. If he tries to do it, is what? It's not only the tahleel that Messenger of Allah is talking about. The muhallil that Messenger of Allah is talking about is somebody who has the intention of the woman going back to the man, and what it goes to the extent of even what doing the consummation. That is the consummation that Messenger of Allah is talking about, that Allah is talking about. It goes to that length, it consummates the woman. Then divorces are so that what the former husband can what can come to marry her. So Messenger of Allah called such a person. Called such a person. Now, the intention is wrong. But a lot of people they practice that. They practice that in the past. Some people who are interested in what? In having sex with what? With a woman. When they know that a woman has a problem like this, that the talaq between her and her husband is three. They say, this is an opportunity. So he is not interested in what? In marriage. Not in marriage. The interest is what? Let me enjoy this woman. Let me have a taste of it. Then I will divorce her. So that what? She can what? She can go back to the previous husband. So people practice this, and the scholars, they were what? They were vehement, ash on what? On matters like this. Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala, in my book Fatawa, he discussed this issue at length. So the one who is trying to do al-muhallil, such a person is called wal-muhallalu lahu, the one who this is being done for. That is the man who agrees that somebody should sleep with his wife so that the wife can watch, can come back to him. Such a person is what? Is also cursed. How can you agree that somebody sleeps with your wife so that the wife what, will come back to you? Somebody that you call your wife, somebody you sleep with so that what? She can come back to you. If you know you love her, you should not have watched. You should have control your mouth so that what it will not lead to the situation of. So if you did not control your mouth, in what it leads to what the third talak. Know that what the normal marriage and a man enjoying his wife, that is, the new life will start, the new life. The woman is going to have what? A new life, a new married life with another man. Not a planned one. Not a planned one. So, it should not be planned by the woman, nor by the man, nor by the muhallim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts down this law so that people watch to be cautious. So that people will be cautious. Because when it comes to the issue of talaq, people just pronounce talaq anyhow. And when they pronounce it, they are not ready to watch, to abide by it. During the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, people were just pronouncing talaq anyhow. Not you are divorced. They say what? You are divorced irrevocably. Because the man wants it to watch. So you are divorced irrevocably. That is all this issue of what? I don't want that. You are divorced 3 times. Some people say you are divorced 100 times. To emphasize what? So Umar radiallahu anhu said, people are in age in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them what? Verse 15. So now amdaynahu alayhim, let us implement it on it. So when somebody tells his wife, you are divorced 3 times, it is written what? Umar as they call him implemented what? 3 times. So people, they started what? Cautioning themselves on it. So what you are saying in essence is that what? We should caution ourselves. Both women, when women are being angry with their husbands, they should know how they behave. Not to the extent of what? Saying some kufru statements. Or saying things that what you know these are what? Against Islam. When you say what? You are putting on hijab. What is the essence of your hijab when you utter kufru statements? What is the essence of your hijab when you say statements that are what? Un-Islamic. So these are things that what you have to look into carefully. When you want to do talaq, it is permissible. When you know that what you cannot live together peacefully. So find فَإِنْفَاكُمْ بِمَعَرُوفٍ أَوْ تَصْرِيحٌ بِحِسْفَانٍ. This is what Allah says. So when you want, you know you want to be a wife, or you want to be a husband, make sure that what you treat your wife well. But if you can't treat her well, then release her, don't punish her. Only the one who takes the second wife, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوا فَالْمُعَلَّقَ. So don't be inclined towards the other wife. To the extent that what the other one will just be abandoned. Because you have to be nice to them all. So we have the teachings of Islam. We have the teachings of Islam. But the problem is what? We the Muslims, we don't take from Islam, we are taking from what? From the non-Muslims. We copy them. A woman talks to her husband the way a kafir talks to her husband. A man talks to his wife the way a kafir talks to his wife. His wife. The way a couple deals with the wife. So these are things that are important. So the shahid here is that Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls al-muhallil and al-muhallal lahum. So this hadith is reported by Imam Ahmad al-Nasai, Trimidi, wa Sahahu, and it declared to be authentic. Wa fil bab an aliyin akhrajahu al-arba'a illa al-Nasai. So concerning this topic as well, that is this issue of tahleel. So Al-Arba, Abu Dawood, likewise, Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi, they also recorded it, illa al-Nasa'i, except al-Nasa'i. So I hope this is clear. وَأَنْ أَبِي أُرَيْتَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالُ. From Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَنْكِحُ الزَّانِ الْمَجْلُودُ إِلَّا مِثْلَهُ. لَا يَنْكِحُ الزَّانِ الْمَجْلُودُ إِلَّا مِثْلَهُ.
تخلينا بالله صلى الله عليه وسلم الزاني المجلول الزاني is the fornicator. So المجلول the one that has been what? Flogged. So this is just to emphasize it. Whether the person is flogged or not flogged, as long as what is a zan is a fornicator. La yankihu, he will not marry illa misla, except somebody like him. Now there's something very important here as well. I want to get married as a man. She wants to get married as a woman. I have to look for somebody who is not a zaniya. And she has to look for somebody who is not a zani. When we say zani or zaniya, a zani can be somebody who sleeps with what? A lot of women. He sleeps with what? 2, 3, 4 women. He cannot control himself. Just sleeping with women is zani. And it can be somebody who's just sleeping with what? One woman. But there is no marriage between both of them. But he doesn't like sleeping with many women. Just she's okay with, she's okay for me. Huh? That is what is utterance. Just one girlfriend is okay. It's what is zani. Then when we go to the women, a zaniya is the one that what allows herself to be slept with by many men. A zaniya is the one that allows herself to be slept with, even with one, by one man. As long as what goes on between both of them is not a nikahu shari'i, it is what? It is zina. As long as what goes between both of them is not nikahu shari'i, it's what? It's zina. And nikahu shari'i, as we said, as you have explained, we know the conditions attached to it. Now I want to get married now. Can I go for a lady like that? A lady that allows herself, maybe she has a boyfriend. Now I want to get married. She now sees me, she loves me, for instance. She now says, okay, I will leave that man and come and marry this man. Is that permissible for me? Huh? So a woman that knows that this man sleeps with what? Women, also sleeps with one woman that is not his wife. She knows. But the man is now ready to what? To leave that woman and now what? Marry her. Not sleep with her, now marry her. The Sharia marriage. Is it permissible for her to allow herself to be married by this man? Because الزاني المجلود لا ينكح الزاني المجلود إلا مثله. الزاني does not marry except a person like him or her. So if I say I'm not a zani, I'm not a zani, but I'm ready to watch, to take as a wife a zaniya, whether just one man or which, I'm like her. And what? Like her. She's not a zaniya, but when she decides to get married, she wants to get married to what? A zani. She's like him. How to display? لا ينكح الزاني المجلوج إلا مثله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة. His zani will not take as what? As wife. Take as wife, that this is my wife. Illa zani. Unless what? Is zani. Aw mushrikatan, or a kafira. That doesn't have what to say for the laws of Allah. Wa zaniyatu. Zaniya, la yanshu'a. Nobody will take her as a wife illa zanin aw mushrikun, except a zani, like her. Aw mushrikun, or a mushrik. Wa hurrima dhalika ala al-mu'minin. This is forbidden on the believer. This is forbidden on the believer.
We know the case of Anat, or we have heard the story of the woman that one of the companions, while they were in Mecca, she used to be what? She used to be the girlfriend of that man. So when that man migrated to Medina, so the lady also wanted to watch, to come with him, and the man wanted to marry her. So this ayah was reduced. This ayah was reduced. الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين. So we have to be careful. When you are interested in a woman, who is that woman? Is she a zania or not? If she is a zania, حرم ذلك على المؤمنين. حرم ذلك على المؤمنين. If she is not a zania, then one can marry. A woman is interested in a man. Is he a zani? If yes, حرم ذلك على المؤمنين. Don't be carried away by the words of the man. This man is rich. How this is what? This is clear. So the verse is clear. Though some scholars, they said what? They can marry, but this is not correct. This is not correct. The hadith classic and the verse was what? Classics. Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala explained this at length. Now, if she does tawbah, or he does tawbah, can she marry, can he marry? Huh? Yes. If there is tawbah, afallahu amma sara. But for a woman not to repent from what? From the zina that she's doing. And a woman not to repent, sorry, for a man not to repent from the zina he's doing, and a woman not to repent from the zina she's doing, حُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. For this to be lawful, there must be repentance. There must be repentance. And after repentance, what has gone has gone. So and then nobody should all be attacking their watch as fast. And that is watch that is Islam. Nobody should be attacking with what has passed. So some of the companions, they did some things that are what? Very bad in Jahiliyyah. But when they obeyed Islam, they became normal people. So if there is tawbah, they can marry. But no tawbah, that is the way? No. They are not lawful to one another. Now, a woman that is married now. Her husband is what? Is into something like that. Or a man that is married, sorry, a man that is married, the wife is also practicing that. What is the reading on that? Huh? So, now, that's why I said it is what? It's serious. Now, a man knows that what? The wife is what? She's a zania. Not before he married her. After he has married her. The woman is now doing something, and the man gets to know that. But let me overlook it. Huh? No, this is what? Haram. So a man should not be with what? With such a woman. Likewise, a woman that knows that what? This is the way of her husband. She should not be under such a man. She should not be under such a man. Because the implication of this is that what? He allows himself to be sleeping with what? With his zania. Or she allows herself to be slept with by a zania.
But if there is tawbah, if there is what? Tawbah. So a tawbah, tajubu ma qabla. But not tawbah that she doesn't see anything wrong with what she's doing, or you don't see anything wrong with allowing yourself to be under such a man or under such a woman. Is what? Is an indication that one does not have what? Does not have good iman. But if there is tawbah, then he can continue the other. But if he doesn't see it wrong and she doesn't see it wrong, so that's why his scholars said, a man who is humanizing, please let us get this clear. I'm not talking about a man who has two wives or three wives or four wives. Because some of the women can also hide under things like this. Because the husband takes a second wife, she wants to what? Change it to what? Zina. Accusing somebody of zina is what? It's a grave sin. We know the haddu for that in the Quran. Somebody who accuses somebody of zina to come up with what? Witnesses. And if he cannot bring witnesses, 80 lashes. That is what the punishment for defamation. And this is clear in the Quran. So, but let's say the man is what? He is fornicating. This is confirmed. No nikah shadow. Such a woman should not be under such a man. Should not be under such a man. But if the man does tawbah, sincere tawbah, then afa Allahu anhu salah. That is what. When I say afa Allahu anhu salah, we are talking about him. We are not what in an Islamic society. If such a man is caught in an Islamic society, what is the ruling? Huh? Not stoning him. The ruling is what? A married man caught committing zina. What is the ruling in Islamic society? Stoning to death. And a married woman, that marriage has been consummated, caught doing zina, the ruling is what? Stoning to death. But we are not in an Islamic state. A man falls into such a thing, a woman falls. It's an opportunity for her to do what? To do tawbah. And if she's what? Sincere in her tawbah, or is sincere in his tawbah, fa'inallahu akhur rahim. But for the man not to see anything wrong in that, the woman not to see anything wrong in that, the wife cannot be under him, and he cannot allow that wife to be under him. How this is clear? And that is why the wives of the messengers of Allah, none of them are accused of what? Zina. They could be what? Kabira, but not Zaniyat. Because that we watch will be speaking ill of what? Of their matrimonial home. So, and that's why it's something that we should watch, run away from. A man that knows that what is interested in women, let him marry. If one is not enough, Allah said what? Masna wa thulatha wa ruba'. Rather than saying what? I don't want to offend my wife. There will be being what? Being outside. What is the difference? Are you not offending your wife? You're offending your wife at the same time you're offending your Lord. And that's why I said earlier that some women, out of jealousy, they have gone beyond the boundary of Islam. Now there will be jealousy. Woman will not want her husband to take a second wife ordinarily. But this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed. So don't kick against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This that you want to stop, that stop your husband from doing, if he is interested in women, you'll be doing it outside. You'll be spending for them. And that's why some of them, they go mad after the death of their husband, and what, children are coming out, and they look like what? the husband. Some of them watch, they run match. So there are cases like that with a lot of rich men. So as a Muslim, a Muslima, we should know that what the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for us. We may detest some things, but once it is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us respect it. Likewise, for a man or a woman to say, okay, he has what? A girlfriend. I also have a boyfriend. There are women like that. Everybody is enjoying himself. Somebody once told me that a boy or a man said that his own wife can also have what? Boyfriend, as long as what? Doesn't know the man. So this is what? It's the answer. It shows that the man does not have what? Jealousy for women. And this is not what? An attribute of a Muslim. So for a woman to be saying to my husband is what? He's humanizing. So the next thing is for me to also watch to be going out with what? With men. So she turned herself to what? To an object of rage. No, this is not Islam. الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكح إلا زان أو مشرك وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ينكح الزاني المجلود إلا مثله الزاني will not marry except somebody like him. So somebody say I'm not a zani, who is your wife? A zania, you are a zani. You are a zani. If you are not pleased with that, you will not be marrying a zania. But as you said, if there is repentance, at tawbatu tajubu ma qablaha. So this is why it's very, very important. And that's why the scholars will say that one should look at the one that you marry your daughters to. Man should not because of money marry his daughter to his son because of what? One of the scholars said, "Man zawwaja ibnatahu fajiran." Whoever marries his daughter to a fajir, to his son, qata'a rahimaha. So the rahim, that is the family tie between him and the lady, he has severed it. You deliberately marry your daughter to somebody who is a zani. It's like you want to destroy your lineage. And that way in Islam, a lady cannot just marry herself out. She can't marry herself off. She needs what? A wali. And the wali should be somebody that what? Who also think well. So that what? If the lady is interested in the person, he will guide her. Not that what? She just does what she likes. So this is very, very important. When Aisha taqalat, from Aisha, may Allah repeat it, as she said, طَلَّقَ رَجْمٍ مُرَأْتَهُ ثَلَاثًا. A man divorced his wife 3 times. فَتَزَوَّجَ رَجْلٌ. So another man married her. ثُمَّ طَلَّقَهَا. And that man divorced her. قَبْلَ أَنْ يَدْخُلَ بِهَا. Before consummating her. فَأَرَادَ زَوْجُ وَيَتَزَوَّجْهَا. So when the former husband got to know that the new husband had divorced her before consummation, it's not that he planned. It wasn't a planned work. But the man, for one reason or the other, could not continue. And the man had not slept with her. In fact, in some of the reports of Imam al-Nasai, they only closed the door and they pulled down the curtain, but no consummation. No consummation. So Messenger of Allah, when he was asked this, فَصَعَلَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ تَسَمْ عَنْ ذَلِكَ, he asked Messenger of Allah about this. فَقَالَ, Messenger of Allah said, لَا, no, she can't go back to the previous husband. حَتَّى يَذُوكَ الْآخَارُ مِنْ أُسَيْلَتِهَا مَاذَا قَلْ أَوَّلْ, until the new husband tastes from her sweetness what the first one tasted. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, this is agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. وَلَوْضُ لِمُسْلِمِ, the wording here is the wording of Muslim. So this is just like the hadith of Rifa' al-Qurazi and his wife, and Abdurrahman bin Zabir. Huh? So, which emphasizes that what? This must happen. It must happen before she can go back. Let's say the man cannot perform. Huh? He said she will wait till the man will be able to watch perform before she can go back to watch to the previous husband. So that's why a man should think twice, think three times, even four times before pronouncing talaq. Because when one pronounces talaq, it has implication in Islam, not just the way we treat it in our culture. So, and I'm also using this opportunity to tell our brothers that we should try and know this ruling, so that what, we can also save our marriages, and so that we can avoid the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have had cases where brothers will divorce their wives three times, even more. And you see some people coming to what, to say they want to settle it. Then you, as a student of knowledge also, you might be looking at yourself. Should I be a party to this or not? When you try to what? Intervene in it. You are going against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ حَتَّى مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِيَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. If you say you are not party to it, some ignorant people who say maybe you are not interested in what, in the union of the people. So any person that wants union between him and his wife, or between her and her husband, both of them should respect the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the utter words will leave the words talaq, they should be ready to watch to bear the consequence. But for us to watch, to be sympathizing with people, and what, they are breaking the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not what in Islam. If any person will sympathize with anybody, Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have been what? The first person to do that. Look at what he said here. La, no. Hatta yaduqa usaylataha. Kama dhaqa al-akhar, kama dhaqa al-awwal usaylataha. Look at what he said to the woman. This is what the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no sympathy must take us to watch to go against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about the zunat, say wa la ya'khudhukum fima ra'fatun fi dinillah, that you should not have any sympathy for them. That this is the punishment of Allah. So don't have any sympathy for them. So when somebody who is learned is met or is approached concerning the law of Allah, he should fear Allah, he should tell people the truth. Then we should also make effort to respect the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So somebody may not pronounce the word of talaq to his wife throughout their marriage, throughout their life. There is a possibility. And somebody may pronounce, it depends. Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam divorced some of his wife, like Hafsa. Messenger of Allah divorced her. And Jibril came to him back and he said, Raji Hafsa, take Hafsa back. فَإِنَّا قَوَّامَةٌ قَوَّامَةٌ, she will fast a lot, she observe Nabila a lot, وَزَوْجَتُكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, And she is what among those who have been written for you as your wife in what? In paradise. So much. The most important thing is that somebody that you don't want her to go and marry another person before she comes back to marry you, you should watch. You should watch the way you pronounce talaq. And she should also watch the way she relates with you. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is what? For salihatu qanitat. Righteous women are those that what? That listen to their husbands. They respect their husbands. So if we do not take the good things of Islam, I don't know where we are going to take good things. So we believe that what? There's no good in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put. The way a man and a woman will relate, then there is no way we can get something good. Look at the places that people feel at what they can get good. The cases of divorce are more pronounced here. Because women will not respect their husbands, and men, they will not treat their wives well. Somebody is a husband, and he has, and he's not ready to spend for the wife, he's not ready to spend for the children. Such a person is not a good husband in Islam. In fact, such a person is not a qualified husband. Such a person does not deserve the respect of the woman. If he doesn't have that, a different case. But for you to have and you are still stingy, you don't want to spend for your children, you don't want to spend for your wife, then such a person does not deserve the respect of the woman. So if the woman is doing the shoes, she calls for it. He calls for it. So these are things that we should all look together so that we can have good oaths. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. نعم نكاو مستيار. المستيار is a woman that is kind of worthy. So نكاو مستيار. A woman that is worthy and she needs a husband. And maybe because of her wealth, maybe she's been looking for somebody to marry her, she cannot. But she decides to what? To overlook some of her rights. Like, if she tells the husband that, okay, the accommodation, I will provide it. The man is supposed to provide accommodation for the wife. But the woman says, forget about that, I will do that. She was dropping that right. Okay, you are supposed to be sleeping with me, that he's coming to my house to sleep. Maybe the man has two wives. So a day here, a day here. But the woman says, okay, I'm okay if you can give me just one day in a week. She's what? Overlooking her rights. Not that the man is requesting for that. The woman is what? Ready to do this. So this is called nikah in the CR. Some scholars, they go against it. Why some scholars say, as long as it's the woman that is what giving up her rights, but there is nothing wrong in it. Allahu alam, it's permissible if the woman is giving up some of her rights in order to get married. But let's say she says, I don't want to give up my rights anymore. Based on what we said the other time, what will happen? She has the right to what? To opt out of the marriage by what? Seeking for khulu. Sorry. She. By doing what? By doing khulu. She's the one giving up the right. It's just like when Sauda gave up the right, the Messenger of Allah should what? Should be sleeping in what? In the house. She gave up her right. Huh? Voluntarily, because she has considered some things that what could be inimical to attain with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because some of the things that Messenger of Allah needed at the husband, she might not be able to what? To provide it, considering her age. And willingly, she gave up the right. And she looked at the person that Messenger of Allah loved most. That was Aisha. She said, I am giving up my date to Aisha. Huh? So, but let's say she says, okay, I'm no longer giving my date to Aisha. She has the right to watch to take it back. Now, if there is something that she's doing, that she's supposed to be doing to the man, and based on that, she cannot do that thing anymore, the man has the right to watch. To also take his own decision as far as that is concerned. So if the woman says, you have to watch, you have to be coming to my house one day on, one day off, the way I should be having it. So the man can also decide that, watch, I'm not interested, I cannot fulfill that. And he has not cheated her. Because it is the woman that gave that consensual right from the inception. And the woman can also say that I can no longer fulfill this. So I want to get it fully. So, and if you are not ready to give me fully, I'm opting out of what the marriage. So she will seek khulu, wallahu a'lam. Now, khulu is different from talaq. Khulu is different from talaq. Khulu is when a woman wants to opt out of a marriage. So she will ask the man to divorce her. It doesn't matter if she says what, divorce me. But the wording that she has used, what will let us know that is khulu or not khulu, is if she was given back the mahr. If she's given back the mahr, that means it is khulu. In the case of talaq, there is no giving back the mahr. But in the case of khulu, there is giving back the mahr. So when the woman tells the husband that I'm fed up, divorce me, and I will give you back your mahr. So this is not talaq, it is called what? Khulu. And this can be done while the woman is what? Is menstruating. This can be done even when the man has left with what? With her. Unlike what? Talaq. In the case of talaq, no talaq while a woman is menstruating is talaq bid'ah, though it counts. No talaq in the purity that the man has left with what? With the woman. Though it counts, but it is what? It is bid'ah. How to explain? But in the case of khulu, a woman who is menstruating can ask the husband to divorce her. A woman that the husband has just slept with her today can ask the husband to watch, to divorce her. On condition that watch is ready to watch, give him back the mahr. If she's ready to give back the mahr, or somebody is going to give back the mahr on her behalf, this is what is called khulu. So when Allah said, At-talaqu marratan, fa'imsaku bima'rufin aw tasriihu bi-ihsan, he followed it with what? The issue of khulu. Then he now went back to the issue of what? فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلَّهُ مِنْ بَعَدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِيَا زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. So the case of khulu was discussed in between what? The issue of talaq. Now your question is, can he take her back? They don't take somebody back in what? In khulu. What they can do is to do new abdi. They can do new abdi. New marriage. See, a man tells his husband, divorce me, and I will give you the mahr. And the man says, okay, I accept, I've divorced you, and it takes what? The mahr. So, it's fast. They have ended the union between both of them. But, can he propose back to the woman? Yes. He can propose back to the woman. But with new act. Allah. If it happens 10 times, no one. It's not something that is good for him to get what is more than what he has given up. It's either he gets what he has given her or something less. Now some scholars say that, but there is no clear evidence for that. That you can take more than what you have given her. It depends on if the car has been washed seriously. Then in that case, she'll have to. But if the car is still okay, he can take that back. And if the man wants to take it in whatever condition the car is, no one. Because the case of Jamila, when she went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about her husband, Thabit bin Qais, that I don't have a problem with his religion, but I don't want to be an ungrateful woman under a man. So I want him to release me. The Messenger of Allah did not pressurize her. What he said to her is that what Ataruddina Ali Ahabiqata. The garden that he gave you as mahar, are you ready to return the garden? And she said, yes. The Messenger of Allah invited the husband, this is what your wife has said. It's what he said to him, Iqbal al Hadiqa, take the garden, Watalika Tatliqa. Watalika Tatliqa, and divorce her. So the word divorce is used here. But because of what? The refunding, so to say, of the. It is called what? Khulur, not Salah. For. No, if he forgoes his talaq, now, as we have explained before, pack your load and leave my house. What is the intention of the author of that statement? Is it that he has divorced her? No, I'm not. We are not giving a general reason here. Pack your load and go to your house. What I'm saying is that I'm not the one to say pack your load and go to your house mean divorce. It is the man who has said pack your load and go to your house that knows what he intends by pack your load. And so if he says I divorce you, that one, he can't tell us that he's playing. So we take it to mean what? Divorce, because he has used the word what? Talak. But what can be interpreted as talak and other than talak? So we allow him to express himself that this is what I meant by it. So if he says he meant talak by it, so nobody can say no, you do not mean talak by it. So because he's the one that is divorcing, not you. So Allah. Okay. What do you mean by three times? No, what do you mean by leketa? Because what I've discovered is that a lot of people online would not know this issue of talak. Huh? So if we brothers do not know talak, what about our brothers outside? So this is what I've discovered. A lot of people. So when we say three times, and that's why I'm asking, because I know you came late. So, what do you mean by what, three times?
Many man pronounce it, I collect it.
Okay. Now,
I tolak you. Three times. Now, during the time of Umar Allah Anhu, he will implement it to be what? Irrevocable. Huh? But it's not that it is irrevocable. The correct opinion is that we say to your wife, I tolak you 1,000 times. If it is what in one sitting, it's still one. Huh? It's still what? One. But why the emphasis? I tolak you 1,000 times. So Umar Adalani he wants you to caution them. So any person that says what, I divorce you, if you say it like that three times, so we take it to the three times. So people, they try to force themselves to watch, to respect the law. She doesn't have that right. If a woman says, I'm not marrying you anymore, and she starts packing what? Her load. She's just playing. If she's serious about the matter, she will tell you, release me. Release me. So then, for now, no, the first thing is what? Release me. So if the man says, okay, I release you, that's the issue is what? It's such. But if the man says, no, I will not release you, and she wants to go, then in that case, she proceeds to watch to the court or to the Sharia. No, there is no first time. There is no, I don't want to marry you again. There are a lot of women who do this. I'm fed up with you, and she starts what, packing her load. The next thing we hear the following month is at what? She's doing nikah with another man. That is zina. That is zina. So she has to go through the what, the process, and that is what release me. And the man what releases her. If the man insists that no, I'm not going to release you, just like my brother said, okay, I have heard that you are supposed to watch, pay some things. So okay, I want 1 million naira. And the woman that cannot go what produce 50,000 naira, you're asking her 1 million naira. So you are trying to watch to incapacitate her. In that case, you can take what the matter to the court. Then they look into the matter. So you see that they force the man to divorce her if they know that she has what a genuine reason. So Allah wa. No, she cannot do that. You know, one thing is, one may look at it what, maybe the woman is oppressed. Allah is what is blessing for her. Because if the women are allowed that, if they are allowed that, a lot of houses would have been broken. You know, they get what? So release me. So we have had cases like that. Huh? If the man is wicked, so that is the process she would go. Islam has not said what? She cannot part with the man. She can. But not by her own volition to just say, okay, I'm going like that. No. She has to go through a process. Maybe you should explain. So you should explain. Now, okay, sir. Well, sir. No. There is no, but she should be allowed to do a idda before another pronouncement comes. That is one thing, that somebody who wants to take speech and he wants it to count. So he says, for instance, I divorce you, and the woman is doing what? I eat that now. During the eat that again, it comes again. I divorce you, the second one. And she starts what? The eat that starts immediately. It now comes again, I divorce you. So this is not okay. So if he wants to divorce the woman, he will divorce her, take her back
That is the normal one. Then if he wants to divorce, he divorces again and take her. But if he's taking her, he must take her back before what? Before the Idda finishes. Before the Idda finishes. So if he takes her back and before the Idda finishes, so that is the one has gone. Then if he wants to divorce, he can divorce again. Then during the Idda, she will start the Idda during the Idda. Then he can take her back again. So it's not that what I divorce you. Divorce you, no Idda, no. This is not okay. If Umar implemented those who study it in order to watch, to caution them. So, but don't forget, the most important thing is that what, when somebody is divorcing a woman, he should know that if he doesn't take the woman back before she finishes the Idda, that woman is ba'ina bayinata sugra. That is, if he wants to take her back, not just take her back, they have to do new abdu. If he wants to take her back, this must come before she finishes her Idda, which is pre-menstruation. If it's for the woman that is menstruating. Huh? And if it's for a pregnant woman before she delivers the baby. If it's for a woman that does not menstruate and she's not pregnant, 3 months, 3 lunar months. Huh? So this is how we look at the Idda. So any woman that wants to take back, this must happen before what, she finishes the Idda. If this is not done before she finishes the Idda, after she finishes the Idda, the man cannot just take her back. If he does that, it is dina. So he has to go back the way he went the first time to do what? To seek her hand in marriage. And when he gets there, he sees another man that is also interested. Shouldn't see him as what? Somebody is trying to snatch his wife. No, he's not snatching your wife. He's also what, trying to compete. So the lady should be allowed to decide the person that she wants to go for. So don't have any hatred for that person, not any rancor, because you put yourself in that situation. If truly you are what, interested in her, should have what, taken her back before she finishes the Idda. Then you are what, she's your wife, she's still your wife there. Huh? Because it is not up to 3, Abdallahu Maratan. So you still have what, you still have the opportunity. You can take her in whatever form. So there is no need for what? For new actu. No actu. She's still your wife when she's what, doing the Idda. But after the 2 talaq, so maybe the first one happened and the man takes her back before she finishes the Idda. 30 years later, another I divorce you call. That's the second word, talaq. So if the man loves her, he should take her back before she finishes the Idda. If he allows her to finish the Idda, she's no more his wife. So the issue of, but you have been together for the past 40 years, that is news. It's news. As long as what you say, you divorce her, and you do not take her back till she finishes what? The Idda. So you are not. And you know some funny things that people will be doing. They say, okay, maybe they have a son or a daughter that wants to get married. So they now watch. They come to honor the sitting. So the woman and the man, they will put in on the same clothes. They will put them beside another man's wife. Maybe that woman is married to another man. But that's not because he doesn't have there as well. He will leave his wife to come and sit with another man. Because there is a son or there is a daughter that has joined both of them together. For the day. No, not only that. Even some people, when the man dies, that woman will come to say what? She wants to do a war or something like that. Because there is a son that has joined them together. This is what rubbish. So these are things that we should know. When we know this thing and we are upon it, people will benefit from us. But when we do not know this, And you are saying what? Ahlul Sunnah. And this is bears. It's bears with the khimar, with jilbab, with niqab. We are just violating the laws of Allah. Allah, there is no khair in us. If that is the case. Because we should be the promoters of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not those who will be kicking against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the issue of talaq, marriage, wallahi, a lot of people do not understand this. A lot of people do not understand. And it is what? Very, very important that what? We know the rulings. I keep on saying, it is high time we stop listening to what? Lectures of just making people laugh and this and that. No. You have to learn your religion. Very, very important. There are a lot of things that we partake in. Marriage, talaq, transactions, so many things that when you look at the way brothers are what? Are engaging things like this, wallahi, it is happening. But once somebody has just charged us, you say, oh Allah, it's improving my iman. Which iman? Iman without the knowledge of what you are supposed to know. This is not the way of the Salafus Salih. So it's very, very important that we try, we spare the time to know what we are supposed to know. So wallahu a'lam. Now this is a good question. Somebody who has divorced a woman the first time and he takes her back before the elder finishes to say this is one. So the man now divorces the woman maybe some years later, the second time, before the elder finishes. It takes her back. Sorry, before the elder finishes, no, he does not take her back until. He takes her back or not? Now, the second time. The elder finishes. So which means the woman is what? It's not lawful for him. For unless he makes what? Another act. Now, where is he going to start counting after the new act, where is he going to? Is it going to start afresh or is it going to build on what? Now if you say you start afresh. But there's nothing that has knocked that first one away. No, there's nothing that says he can't marry her. Is there anything that says he can't marry her? Now the man marries her the first time, he divorces her, and he takes her back before what? Before the elder finishes. Now the second one, he divorces her, and the elder finishes. So the man now goes to do new act. The question is he going to start afresh? That is the counting. That is the first talaq, is it what? Is it abrogated or the man is still having one talaq on him? It's abrogated. So it cannot be abrogated because there is nothing that has hindered him. The only thing is that what? You can't just touch her. The way you watch, you would have touched her if you have not allowed the idda to finish. So but you still have what? One talaq. Unlike in the case of what Salat Hidu Lahu Min Ba'adu Hatta Tengs Azawiyan Zayra. So something, another man has what? How big is it? So in that case, in the case of another man, so he will start afresh. But if it is not up to three times, so if the man marries her back, they will continue the counting because the peak is what? Three. And it's not up to what? Three. It's not up to three. That is the peak. I want to display. It means it is three. You know, three is maximum.
No.
Now, the question is, was it two before? So, it's one before. So, when it is three, that is why when you start afresh, it's not up to three now. Which one? If the second one, it counts now. Yes, yes. He has last chance. Even with the Abdu, he has last chance. And that's number one. So the second divorce, number two. Yes. The principle is that it's not up to three. If it is not up to three, if it is two, it is two. If it is one, it is one. Not up to three. The limit is three. It's not up to three. Atalaqu marratan. Atalaqu marratan. So, and what it comes, what comes later is what? فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَعِدُ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ حَتَّى تَنْكِيَا. The third one, atalaqu marratan. So the first one is written. The second one is what? Written. So if there is a third one, then this issue of what? Starting afresh calls. He has one with him before. Or he has two with him before. Now somebody proposes to a sister, and another person comes again to propose to her, but the father calls the first suitor that I've given you my daughter. Yes, it is act. It is act. If the father says, I've given you my daughter, it is act. So which means the second suitor does not have any right. So he should walk up out of it. Because act is complete. No, you have discussed this before. That is a mark that when I'm given out the hand of my daughter in marriage, people must be seated. Or what matters is what for me to say, I've given you my daughter. Then we announce it to people. You have discussed this before. So the announcement is what is the most important thing. Al-ilan. So al-ishhad, to call people to witness it, can be taken as what? Al-ilan. If two people or more witness it, they will be those to also watch, announce it. But if there is no witness, if the father is telling the people, or they are telling people that, we are married, so this al-ilan is the most important thing, wallahu a'lam. Now, if the person has been negligent, he has asked something like that, but she doesn't want to to maybe take it seriously. So scholars will be asked on such a person. But one who does not know, so we say Afallahu Amma Salah. The one who doesn't know. But the one who does not take it seriously, he knows that, you know, people are talking about, but I don't want to hear something like this. So such a person will be held responsible for whatever he does. So Allah Allah. No, you come for you. There is no qadi. There is no judge. There is difference between a mufti and a qadi. A mufti can tell you this is what Islam says, but he doesn't have the word, the power to implement the law. But the qadi has the power to what? Implement the law. So and that's why when scholars, when they are being asked questions concerning marriage, divorce, they say take it to what? To the qadi. Because this is not something of fatwa. But individuals, maybe the wife and the husband that are involved, so they know the writing. So that, okay, you are not supposed to be together anymore, but you have just been together. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. They know the right thing. So they should do the right thing for themselves. Unless if it has to do with what? With the hudud, punishment. Then in that case, someone who commits zina, who will say what? Go and stone yourself to death. Or give yourself 100 lashes. No. What the person should do is what? Is tawbah. What the person should do is tawbah. If we are not in an Islamic society. When we are in an Islamic society, it's not a must that you should go and report himself. But if it's caught, they will what? They carry out necessary punishment. But if it's not caught, he can what? Communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does what? Repentance. How to display. But if it has to do with what? Maybe something that does not require, there is no hudud. So like the usual of Allah, so people should not deceive themselves for Allah. No, I'm not the one advising. It's law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if a woman is under exam, of what is that? Being under exam. So it's not something that is okay. So the issue of my children, is not, if she dies, she will take up care of the children. If she dies, somebody will take care of the children. So Allah. It's not clear. Watch, the question is not clear. It could not consummate. Why? Okay. No, not authentic. That's not authentic. Well, that is natural. When you say bad language or bad languages or bad words, what do you mean by bad words? This statement of cook, or this statement that something like that. If what you mean is what, so this is something that is natural, that a man wants to utter something like that, but it's not, if one can avoid it, one should avoid it. But one cannot say it is what the haram, because at times such statement will be a kind of what deterrent for the woman. A woman who is doing something that is wrong and the husband is just smiling all every time. You know, she won't know that she has done something wrong. So and that's the Messenger of Allah boycotted, so to say, his wife for a woman. He boycotted all of them for a woman. Because they did something that was wrong. So using what statements that will be asked at times will be required. There was a day that Aisha radiallahu anha, she did something, Magni wala said what? Qad bada'a shaytanu, your shaytan attacked. And she asked, ah, do you have shaytan? Well, you have shaytan. What about you? Said, I also have only that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assisted me on him till what? For aslam, that is, I'm safe from him. For aslam, till what? He embraces Islam. So that word was ash. So people using ash words against one another is human. If one can avoid it, is what is better. So Allah wa'ala. Tariq or Tariq? Now if it is Tariq, there is nothing wrong in this. There is a confinement here in Tariq. Nam. Tesbihah. Tesbihah, what is Tesbihah? If it is from Sabbaha, you Sabbihu Tesbihatun. That is Tesbihatun. Tesbihatun. Meaning what? There is nothing wrong. One can say it. You are free to name yourself anything that is Sharia does not go against. So Allah Allah.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك